Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
With 8 more sleeps until schools reopen, an educational psychologist has encouraged parents to consider resetting their children's bedtime routines. Nicola Burr says moving children's bedtime earlier by 15 to 30 minutes each night for at least a week or two can help ease the transition ahead of the start of the new school year. She says most households have allowed children to stay up later over the holidays. Burr says children need more sleep than many people realize. She says preschoolers need up to 13 hours a night, while teens should have up to 10 hours of shut-eye. Burr warns that sleep deprivation can affect learning.
A lack of sleep can impact your learning. It can impact your ability to remember what you've been taught. It can decrease your overall performance. It can also have behavioral issues and consequences, such as an increase in irritability, agitation, and mood instability, which I think all parents recognize as well when they've got a lack of sleep.
Burr says chronic sleep deprivation may have long-term health consequences.
There are multiple health risks involved in having consistently too little sleep at night, such as a decrease in your overall immune system. So children often get sick frequently and they can develop emotional issues such as anxiety and depression as a result of a chronic lack of sleep.
Police are investigating a case of rape following the arrest of a 45-year-old man in Westville. The suspect is accused of sexually assaulting a 9-year-old girl. Police say the Pinetown FCS unit helped Westville Crime Prevention track the man to a property in the suburb on Friday. SAPS provincial spokesperson Ntatu Ndlovu says the suspect ran from police and was chased on foot through nearby properties before he was caught.
Upon their arrival at the location, the police noticed the suspect running away through the properties trying to evade arrest. The police members immediately gave chase on foot and successfully apprehended the suspect, who was hiding on a roof on one of the properties nearby. The suspect was arrested and detained at the Westville police station on a charge of rape and for further investigation.
And Japan's Met Agency says several aftershocks were felt in the western region after a strong 6.2 magnitude earthquake this morning. No major damage was reported after the quake rocked Shimane Prefecture in the early hours. The military is carrying out aerial damage assessments and has set up a disaster response office. The government has warned residents to be careful. A recap of our lead story: with 8 more sleeps until schools reopen, an educational psychologist has encouraged parents to consider resetting their children's bedtime routines. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.